Hi, I'm Ron Sanchez from Donovan's Brain and Career Records. I'd like you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, for a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Insect Accessories is the 16th album by psychedelic band Donovan's Brain, named after the mind-bending 1953 science fiction horror film. The group was formed in the mid-1980s by Montana musician Ron Sanchez, a multi-instrumentalist who began playing in bands in 1964. His early influences came from garage psychedelic greats such as the Chocolate Watch Band, Syndicate of Sound, and the Yardbirds. Over the years, Donovan's Brain has included a core lineup of gifted players, some of whom, sadly, are no longer with us, along with memorable contributions from musicians like Dennis Tech, Jim Dickerson, Peter Holzapfel, and Mike Piuki of the DBs. If you haven't yet explored the depth and talent of Donovan's Brain, Dr. Gonzo recommends diving into their extensive catalogue whenever you get the chance. Insect Accessories ranges widely in musical styles from folk to prog, contemplative to heavy. Along the way, the musical journey makes stops in Muswell Hill, the East End, a Berkshire cottage, and Cambridge. These and other inspirations cross-pollinate throughout the record, forming the creative DNA at the heart of Insect Accessories. Ron Sanchez joins Dr. Gonzo to present the album Insect Accessories by Donovan's Brain on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio, 3CR.
There is no grand plan for Insect Accessories. We all contributed songs and collaborated on the arrangements. This time round, Scott Sutherland emerged as the most prolific songwriter. The results find the Brain playing across many different musical styles. We work under the psychedelic umbrella, which means we can do anything we want. For this edition of This One's Introduced By, I've picked a sampling of songs from the 25 that show a range of musical influences. All three songwriters are featured, so listen on. I assembled the first Donovan's Brain lineup in 1987 for a series of local gigs. After that, I retreated to the studio, producing the first Brain album, Shambaholic, in 1994. A new lineup was organized in 1995 for another round of gigging and recording. The local band was augmented with a cast of heavy friends, including Dave Walker from Savoy Brown, Richard Treese, Ken Whaley, and Malcolm Morley from Help Yourself, and Dennis Tech. After recording three albums for the Gay Hip label and two for Career Records, the local group was dissolved. Bobby Sutliff and I rebuilt the band with a stellar group of our close friends. Rick Parnell, known for his work with Atomic Rooster and Spinal Tap, came in on drums. We then added Scott Sutherland and Tom Stevens from the Long Riders to the core group. The lineup was augmented by friends including Matt Pucci from Rain Parade, Chris and Joe Hughes, Tony Miller, and Peter Holzapfel from the DBs. A dozen more albums have since been released on the Career Records label. In 2022 and 2023, the band suffered the tragic loss of three core members. Losing Rick, Tom, and Bobby was a major blow. In the fall of 2023, Scott Sutherland and I agreed to soldier on. In a stroke of luck, our good friend Scott McCoy connected us with multi-instrumentalist Joe Adronia. Joe agreed to come aboard as a full voting member, and we completed the Fire Printing album and the Agitated Brain EP in short order. It was decided to get right back to work on the follow-up. In the end, 25 songs were completed in just over a year. After doing some calculating, I decided a double CD with all 25 songs was the best way to release this material. Insect Accessories was released on August 1st, 2025. The first song on side one of Insect Accessories invites you to join us on our trip. The second song, Run to Me, grabs your hand and pulls you through the looking glass. Scott's song, Your Philosophy, was first presented in 2017. We did some exploratory work, but it was never completed. I made sure we put it back on the table for Insect Accessories. We do like the Beach Boys.
Market as real. The banks have been plundered. A timeless appeal has been soiled by our blunders. And old we'll be right back. The policeman that followed turned into a soldier. The kids with a scapegoat got lost in the shuffle. The sound of his knife was angry and
album goes full prog with Alien Infusion. One of my songs, I handed off to Joe Adrondi to sing because I knew he could sing it better. And Scott Sutherland picks up the guitar and does some ripping playing on this one. This is where it all comes together. The last song on disc one, Sea Legs, is the most complex of our collaborations. It began as one of my ideas. Joe asked if we could take it away and beat it up, and it came back a different arrangement. I reinserted my bridge and replaced his guitar part with organ. He took it back again and started working on the lyrics. Little did I know, he was collaborating with our friend Scott McCoy, and they came up with a grand set of lyrics. This is where Donovan's Brain likes to live, and it's a reminder, we also love Carl Wilson.
Getting my sea legs on a moving sidewalk, stepping on shallows, hanging from a beanstalk. Norwegian light blows like a martial half stack, riding those horse clothes to Montana wild high, losing my sea legs, solid ground. That scene where every head is spinning, overboard screams with soup and shark knife in it. Muster your strength and please report to station. No land for no man, and I am losing patience.
Maybe They Couldn't Fly, one of Joe's songs, kicks off disc two, side three, if you're counting. When we first started working on the record, I suggested that we might be sliding into a more acoustic folk mood, but nobody seemed to agree at the time. Though ultimately, Joe came up with this classic solo acoustic number. It's a little bit of environmental protest, timely too. It also sets the mood for side three, which follows acoustic sounds all the way through. The lovely song Joe came up with.
Thousands of birds on the Salt Lake shore. Nobody knows what they're dying for. People pretend like it's no big deal. Most have forgotten just how to feel. Anyway, walk through the days like a wounded ghost. Everything feels like horrific shows. Anyway. Maybe they couldn't fly. Dead zones expand on the Rickshaw's Bay, but nobody swims in it anyway. And power wires hang over poison dirt. Scarecrows without any birds to scare away. Maybe they couldn't fly. Maybe they couldn't fly. Maybe they couldn't fly.
Never Arriving is one of my favorites. It's derived from two dreams, a Cold War noir drama starring Joseph Cotten and another about a mysterious bridge. The music's highly influenced by one of my favorite bands, Traffic. Joe's contributions helped me realize my vision and bring it to life. Yeah.
good, you'll never arrive. Changing a life, no one you can trust.
Hi, I'm Ron Sanchez of Donovan's Brain, and you're listening to, and this one's introduced by, where the artist introduces tracks from their album with Dr. Gonzo every Wednesday night at 11 on Community Radio 3CR. Scott Sutherland emerges as the most prolific songwriter on this album. He's got 12 of the 25 songs. In the past, he always had two or three songs on every album, but it seemed like we had some left over. He finally cleared up that backlog on the previous album, Fire Printing. So this time he came fresh with a lot of new material, covering a lot of different styles. Something exciting for Joe and I to contribute to. Matter of Fact is one of Scott's strong songs. On the surface, it might seem straightforward and simple. But once you sit down and dig into it, you find he's writing some pretty deep material that makes it the album a lot more interesting.
You need, don't be slow. Pick
After a string of quieter songs on side three of the album, side four ramps up to take it to the finish. I Never Lied, one of my songs, was written on a flight back from Sweden, one of the rare instances where music and words all came together at the same time. Makes it a lot easier that way. Scott Sutherland adds some nice spicy rhythm guitar to push it along.
Never be the man you are.
The Day After Anything Goes, one of Scott's songs, shows the depth of the collaboration on this album. Scott brought us a simple demo of the acoustic guitar and vocals. I asked if he had a resonator guitar to get some of that 1970 kink sound, and he said yes. Joe took it away and added drums, the fuzz bass, and the guitar solo. I layered some keyboards over it. The result is, I think, one of the more interesting songs on the album. Joe Adranja told me Not a Home was one of his favorite songs on the record. Thank you, Joe. It's a sad, sentimental ballad with a hint of truth underneath and a nice organ solo.
Could have
The penultimate song on the album, Starring You, is an exercise in arrangement. Each section changes with the instrumentation evolving through the song. This is one of Scott's, and the arrangement ideas are his.
You got a lot of nerve sailing through the room, like a privateer with a mock of doom. Guess who's through? Guess who's through? The bottom muscle you could call the shots. Turn up the heat, cause hell is getting hot. Guess who's through? Who's acting through? Starting you. And I need you. You. You were putting a song coming down the stairs. You can say what you want, but no one cares. But guess who's through? Guess who's through? Think your life is a movie of the week, but you're full of shit and it's starting to leak. Guess who's through? Whose act is through? Starring you. And I mean you.
Well, it's been a long trip. Programming an album is always a challenge, especially with 25 songs. The last one, the grand finale, has to be something special. When I was working out the running order, When You Try, one of Joe's songs seemed to fit the bill. It's mostly him. Scott sings a little, I play a little synth. So there you go. Well, that's half of it. 12 songs from the new Donovan's Brain double CD, Insect Accessories. That's what happens when you let three boys of a school-leaving age run amok in the studio. Psychedelic madness. Insect Accessories and all the Donovan's Brain releases can be found at the Donovan's Brain Bandcamp store and at the Career Records Discog store. Thanks to Dr. Gonzo for having us back on, and this one's introduced by on 3CR Community Radio.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Ron Sanchez. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more at the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Ron Sanchez, for the introductions to tracks from Insect Accessories by Donovan's Brain. Please support the artists and visit Donovan's Brain's Bandcamp page where you can hear all 25 tracks on Insect Accessories. Ron is a talented guitarist and producer. Here are a couple of tracks that he's recorded and played on, starting with a track by Penny Eichinger, Spinster, from her latest album, Travels and Travails.
Thank you. set up for the big one, set up all my tunes, memorized my lines and brushed up on the rules. Work out all the pitches, work out with my weights, work through all my files and reviewed all the dates. I've never felt so real. Can't describe the way it makes me feel. I was ready for the gun, down to the big fat nut. Down to the big fat nut. Got up and got out of, got into a groove, got into a shape that was hard to improve. Gave up all my vices, gave up all my ties, said hello to roughage and farewell to the guy. I never felt so free, can't believe that this was really me. I was dying to the sand, down to the big fat nut.
Roy Loney was the original lead singer of legendary band The Flamin' Groovies, notably on their classic albums Flamingo and Teenage Head. Roy has since continued to release albums like Shake It or Leave It in 2007, and we just heard Big Fat Nada from that album that features Ron Sanchez on guitar and piano. To end the show, let's take a listen to a track from Donovan's Brain from the album Sandbox Shadows that featured Ron Sanchez on guitars, vocals, bass and keyboards, with contributions from Dennis Tech, Jim Dixon, Matt Puccini and Peter Holsapple. Thanks for listening. This is a suitably psychedelic track from Donovan's Brain, Time Flowing Backwards.